The three surviving towers command the causeway from all sides, and any enemy must pass between them. The bugs here are impenetrable, full of quicksands and suck holes and teeming with snakes. To assault any of the towers, an army would need to wade through waist-deep black muck, cross a moat full of lizard lions, and scale walls slimy with moss, all the while exposing themselves to fire from archers in the other towers. She gave her uncle a grim smile. And when night falls, there are said to be ghosts, cold, vengeful spirits of the north, who hunger for southern blood. Sir Brendan chuckled.
Remind me not to linger here. Last I looked, I was a southern myself.
Standards had been raised atop all three towers. The Karstark's sunburst hung from the drunkard's tower beneath the direwolf. On the children's tower, it was the great John's giant in shattered chains, but on the gatehouse tower, the Stark banner flew alone. That was where Rob had made his seat. Catelyn made for it, with Sir Brendan and Sir Wendell behind her, their horses stepping slowly down the log and plank road that had been laid across the green and black fields of mud. She found her son, surrounded by his father's lord's bannermen, in a draughty hall, with a peat fire smoking in a black hearth.